Nardalillo won almost 65% of the vote when he ousted three-term Democrat Scott Guthrie last November. Some Coventry voters were upset about financial problems in the town's fire districts, although Nardalillo says he worked hard for the victory by knocking on almost 5,000 doors. He's one of five new Republicans in the House, bringing the GOP total in the chamber to 11 representatives. Nardalillo says he made his first run for public office because he wanted to make a difference.
I felt like we were lacking in public service. I felt that's my strong suit. My occupation is funeral service, and I feel like that's what I do every day. And this was just an extension of that. I very much love where I live, and I felt it was time. It was time for somebody to stand up for public service and weed out the politics.
Nardalillo works as a funeral home director for a Cranston family business that was founded in 1906. He says one of his top political role models is Mitt Romney, due to Romney's faith and his interest in business. Nardalillo says that as a small businessman, the economy remains one of his priorities.
I feel as if the economy and jobs are a concentration from everybody on their agenda at this time. It's a matter of their direction, and we're all in support that it is a necessity to concentrate on these things. I'm very much concentrating on community awareness in terms of making communities safer, because if we do bring in new jobs, these new employees have to live in the communities, and we want to make sure that they are safe.
Nardalillo joined Smithfield Democrat Thomas Winfield as the second funeral home director in the House of Representatives. When it comes to growing the economy, Nardalillo thinks Rhode Island could boost its tourism industry by promoting the state as a year-round destination. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.